Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We are the U.S. of A.
And good morning, good morning. Thank you for tuning in to today's program. I'm Ron Abrams. I'm the District Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission. And today we have a great show. It's going to be packed with at least three guests today. And right now we're working on their phone lines right now so that they... two of my guests can call in. At the 9:30 mark, I'm going to have on the show Patrick Alcorn. And Patrick, he's actually the director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center at the University of Texas at Arlington. And what he does is creates programs for those veterans who are either students there, or you're just a veteran and you're looking to start your own business, start your or at least try to get into entrepreneurship, whether it's franchise, things of that nature. So that's what he does there. And he's going to be on at the 9 o'clock, or I'm sorry, the 9:30 hour. Right now, our engineer, Philip, it looks as though he's being able to take care of some things in there. It looks like he's talking to them right now. So we're going to try to get my two guests on the show very quickly here. Now, I want to also share with everyone what's going on the 13th of April. That's actually next weekend. Now, if you go to AllianceForTheBrave.com, you will find there a banner, and it talks about the Military Combine. And this is brought to you by, well, in collaboration with Caliber Collision. And they were actually guests on my show before on the Alliance for the Brave. And they were able to share some great things last year concerning the same thing when it comes to Caliber Collision. So they're doing some very great things there. If you can't get on the website there, no problem. You can go to our TVC calendar. You can go to tvc.texas.gov. That's Tango Victor Charlie. .texas, you have to spell Texas out, .gov, and that's G-O-V, of course, Golf Oscar Victor, for my phonetically gifted people out there, if you were in the military, of course. And it looks as though we are squared away, so I'm going to go ahead and get into the introductions for my two guests right now. First of all, I want to reintroduce a gentleman who was on the show before. His name is Matt Hildreth. And he's affiliated with the Caliber Collision as well. He's the Director of Community Relations. Matt, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks, Ron. Glad to be on again.
Outstanding, outstanding. I see Phil's got us squared away. I'm so glad you were able to call in. I know you guys are busy today, so we're going to also introduce my next guest, who's, I believe, there with you. Now, I want to read this bio, and I think you guys are going to be pretty excited about this. He's a three-time Super Bowl champion, U.S. Air Force fighter pilot. He actually flew A-10 Thunderbolt jets, flew 45 sorties or 45 missions. He's a author, an entrepreneur, and he's, of course, married. And all right, here we are. And his wife, Tammy. They had both have a son named Chase and a daughter named Brenna. Chad Hennings, sir, welcome to the show as well.
Hey, Ron, pleasure to be on with you this morning.
Outstanding, outstanding. I know you guys are kind of short for time. I know you guys have a lot of things to do today, so I wanted to jump right into the interview. But first of all, Chad, Tell us about Excellence. You kind of made that name synonymous with you, but talk to us about Excellence and how that became your identity.
Oh, I've had a, based upon the introduction and my bio that you kind of just cruised over.
Yes, sir.
I've had the opportunity to, you know, serve for, you know, fly missions for the United States Air Force. I was an Air Force Academy graduate, and as a member, former member of the Dallas Cowboys, too, I've been around organizations that exude excellence. So for me, that's what life is all about. Our identity is kind of the filter in which we pass all of our experiences through. Character is kind of how we walk that process out, but we all are called to leave lives that exude excellence. And for me, that's my mantra that I share with organizations, corporations, you know, across the country, whether that be for-profit or nonprofits.
Very good, very good. I had a pretty unique question as a follow-up. How was your leadership style embraced by your teammates in college and of course, professional football as well?
Particularly with the Dallas Cowboys, I kind of came from a unique background having flown missions. You know, for me, what I'm most proud of is I flew my last mission in northern Iraq in early 92, and I ended up playing the Super Bowl the same year. So I kind of came from a different perspective, and I used to tease my teammates a lot that I had a real job before I came to play for the Cowboys, being in the Air Force, being in the U.S. military. But that leadership style that was honed and I was able to craft either at my time at the Air Force Academy or on active duty was all about accomplishing the mission, taking care of your men, service before self,
yes,
integrity first, excellence in all we do. You know, that carried over to playing for the Cowboys, and my leadership style was as such. It's not so much the words that I said, it's the actions that I took. It's how I conducted myself, and for me, you know, that is the most purest form of leadership. You got to set the example first and foremost.
Most definitely, most definitely. Does the way the Dallas Cowboys and companies like Caliber Collision support the military and inspire your active participation, though?
Oh, most definitely. And this is what I tell a lot of corporations and a lot of individuals is that, as well as veterans, is that the lessons that you have learned on active duty, those things that you have made you a success in that endeavor are the same virtues that carry over into the corporate world, or if you get an opportunity to go on and play professional athletics, it's the same truths are applicable. And it inspires me to see organizations like Caliber Collision, as well as the Dallas Cowboys, that want to step out to help veterans in the transition from active duty, you know, onto the next chapter, next phase of their journey in life. And anything that can help our veterans who have given so much, anybody that has raised their hand in support of our Constitution and to defend the United States, I'm all for.
Outstanding, outstanding. I shared with the audience a little bit earlier about what we have going on next week, April 13th at the AT&T Stadium, Dallas Cowboys Stadium. that's the military combine. And I tried to make it out there last year, but this year we're going to be able to make it. And we have our fraternity out there, Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated. We're going to help with the volunteer, help set up some tables, things of that nature. But I'd like to hear from you or even Matt. Tell us more about the combine and the military appreciation event you're a part of.
Matt, I've talked enough already on this interview. I'll let you chime in here.
You bet, Chad. Hey, Ron, we're going to have 28 nonprofit military organizations out at the stadium. We're going to have 17 corporations in the Dallas Police Department recruiting our men and women that are currently serving. I believe the statistic is 200 servicemen and women just out of Fort Hood are transitioning every month back into civilian life. And as Chad can tell you, the hardest thing about that transition is finding a job. And it is incumbent upon corporations in America and civilians in America to help our men and women that have served and protected this great country, to help them in return the service that they've given this great nation. And so they're going to be out there recruiting. This is going to be a job fair, and we're going to do everything we can to help these men and women find employment, find good employment, and return the favor that they so deserve. In addition to that, we're going to have the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, Rowdy. We're going to have Drew Pearson, the great Chad Hennings, Darren Woodson out signing autographs. Come and abuse Chad Hennings' right hand. Okay?
Crush it, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yes. And we're going to have some active current Cowboys out there signing autographs. It's going to be a great time, and it's free to the public. The doors open up 1 p.m. and will stay open till 5 p.m. Come watch our great men and women do the same drills that the NFL does for their combine.
Outstanding. I'm definitely looking forward to it myself. And also, I'd like to shake Chad's hand as well. Now, Chad, I'm pretty sure you're playing football professionally. You're probably still benching about 800 pounds, I'm sure. Probably even 1,000. So I'm not going to even attempt to crush your hand. But I definitely look forward to meeting you out there. I wanted to follow up with another question concerning the combine itself. If you can, share with the audience who's eligible to participate in the combine or compete in it. What would that process look like?
Well, Ron, we have participants from 9 different bases in Oklahoma, Texas. The majority of them are from Fort Hood. We've got a really unique relationship with the garrison commander and the deputy garrison commander down at Fort Hood. We're going to have approximately 100 participants just from Fort Hood in the combine. In addition, I talked about those 200 soldiers that are transitioning back to civilian life. The Cowboys are going to bus as many of them up here as possible, and they're going to bring friends and family. So, you know, our hope is we're going to have about 5,000 to 10,000 people at the event, in addition to the corporations and the nonprofit military organizations I mentioned to you, Ron.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Now, I wanted to talk about sponsors, though. There's going to be a lot of families out there. And, of course, it's a family-friendly event. But talk about the types of sponsors we can expect to meet out there as well.
Well, the partners, the corporate partners that are going to be out there are going to be Academy. Ford Motor Company is going to be out there, and they're going to bring a truck that's going to be out on the field, and the Dallas Police Department's going to have a SWAT vehicle down on the field. I'm excited for that. You're going to have A1, AMR, and many other organizations, USAA, SRS Distribution, which is a roofing tile. They distribute roofing supplies. So that's the type of sponsors and partners that are going to be out there.
Now, hopefully you guys can hold through the break. But you Matt, when we come back, I would definitely like to talk about the types of cars and things of that nature that you guys have, donate to the needy, especially those that are veterans that are in need of transportation. So when we come back, I'd love for you to cover that.
I'll be ready to roll.
Outstanding. Outstanding. On our show today, again, Chad Hennings, 3-time Super Bowl champion. He's an Air Force fighter pilot, and also Matt Hildreth, who's also with Caliber Collision. So when we come back, we're going to hear more from these two great gentlemen. So don't go away and grab those pencils and papers as well. We'll be right back.
Decorating, it's key to a decorated home, and Fashion Lamps at 4414 Lover's Lane in Dallas has stylish lamps and shades to complement your decor. Have a lamp that needs rewired or repaired? Fashion Lamps can fix it. They also reline lampshades and clean and repair chandeliers. Fashion Lamps has a large selection of shades and unique finials that can update the look of any lamp. Call Fashion Lamps today at 214-987-1004 and get 20% off lamp and shade purchases. Remember, Fashion Lamps.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mommy, Jimmy flushed his car down the toilet, and now it's running over.
Call Cody and Sons Plumbing for life's unforeseen events. For 50 years, Cody has met the plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs of businesses and homeowners across the Metroplex. Did you just turn on your furnace, and did it go... Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Better yet, call them today for a preseason checkup and cleaning to prevent those problems. Want to save money with a tankless water heater? Call Cody at 972-870-9444. From garbage disposal installation to full bath remodels, the experienced folks at Cody & Sons are your plumbing, heating, and air problem solvers. Ask the experts about their MVP programs and easy financing, too. Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Go online to CodyAndSons.com. That's CodyAndSons.com. Or call today at 972-870-9444. Keep this number for gas leaks and other emergencies. 972-870-9444. Cody and Sons Plumbing.
When Hurricane Harvey hit Texas, the Texas State Guard hit back. When Texans needed shelter, safety, and someone who cared, the Texas State Guard was there. What will you do when Texans need help? Why not answer the call with us? Check out the Texas State Guard. Prior military service is not required, but certainly welcomed. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Texas State Guard. Duty, honor, Texas. Join the Texas State Guard.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967.
Design and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for holding through the break. Again, I'm Ron Abrams, District Outreach Coordinator with the Texas Veterans Commission. And on the show today, online, we have Mr. Chad Hennings, three-time Super Bowl champion, U.S. Air Force fighter pilot, 45 sorties, author, entrepreneur, Dallas Cowboys, and also Matt Hildreth. And he's with Caliber Collision. And they're both telling us about the great event happening next Saturday, April 13th, Military Combine with Caliber Collision. Gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back.
Good to be with you again.
Matt, very quickly, I know you guys have to go, but I wanted you to cover the recycled program for veterans in transportation, cars, donation. Could you go through that?
You bet. The National Auto Body Council's recycled rides. Basically, Ron, let's say you get in an accident and the insurance company decides it's, you know, your car's not worth the expenses to repair it, so they total it. Well, let's say it's USAA, and that's going to be the example on Saturday. They donate the car to Caliber. Our teammates at any of the 1,100 collision centers we have across the country will repair that after hours with their own free time. They'll refurbish that car with parts donated by our partners, and then we will gift that car to a veteran, a service member in need, or a first responder. And they will all be veterans. We're going to gift four cars, these refurbished cars. They look brand new, Ron. And we're going to gift four of them at the event, April 13th at AT&T Center, about 3:30 on Saturday. And it's the best part of my job. You know, you bring tears most of the time to these veterans and servicemen and women who don't typically have a vehicle. They're taking public transportation to and from work or to and from the grocery store, and you're restoring the rhythm of their life by giving them a vehicle. And it is truly, Ron, when you'll be out there with me, you will see what I'm talking about when these men and women get these vehicles to help them restore their life.
Outstanding, outstanding. Now, as far as the criteria, you know, those that are chosen to receive the rides, do they have to meet a certain criteria?
Yeah, it's based upon income. You know, again, we prefer veterans, current service members, first responders, but we have gone outside the box and done others that are in need. But it's based upon the need, the ability for them to pay for the insurance and to have a valid driver's license.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Now, as far as the military community, though, are you guys receiving great support there?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the culture of Caliber Collision and our partners is that it's all about, you know, we support two things: veterans, current service members and their families, and children in need. And the support we get from our partners and from our non-profit military partners is amazing. I tell you, corporate America is behind our military 100%. And it's fun to see events like this where we come together for that one common cause, and that is to support our service members and our veterans.
Yes, sir. I believe it. Last time you were on the show, you talked about an effort to hire at least up to 300 veterans. And so
yeah.
I applaud you for that.
Yeah, you bet, Ron, and thanks for bringing that up. We've got a program called Changing Lanes where we will train veterans and then give them the opportunity for employment. If they take employment, we will give them a set of Snap-on tools that are valued about $12,000.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Gentlemen, I really appreciate you guys calling in. Again, I know you have a busy day today, but a great thank you again to Matt Hildreth and Chad Hennings. Guys, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Take care, Ron.
And we're going to be right back. We're already up on the commercial break already. And hopefully my next guest is going to be here, Patrick Alcorn. And we're going to drive on with the ship, as Jim Blythe would say. So we'll be right back.
messages.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump toured the border and parts of his 30-foot wall Friday in California.
Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration, can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full. Our area is full. The sector is full. Can't take you anymore. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom denounced the president's comments about getting rid of the U.S. asylum system, saying such rhetoric disregards what it means to be an American. The president said he thought Newsom's views were unrealistic.
Governor Newsom, honestly, is living in a different world, and that's a very dangerous world he's living in. And if he keeps living there, lots of problems for the people of California. They don't want that. They want to be secure. They want to be safe. And not only asylum, but many other things.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
If you're...
Take weeks making an insurance claim to get it fixed. Now what are you going to do? Drive around in a dented car? No. Call iCandy Auto Body. iCandy Auto Body will get rid of your scratches and dents without forcing you to use your car insurance. Finally, there's an affordable way to get rid of your sweet rides, door dings, bashed bumpers, scratches, and scrapes. iCandy Auto Body. iCandy Special. Models and sports cars, but they'll fix all problems on all makes and models. No auto body job is too small. Eye Candy Auto Body promises factory perfect repairs every time. Fast completions guaranteed on bumpers, body panels, and other paint related repairs. Got dents? You need eye candy. Got dings? You need eye candy. Car insurance deductible out of range? You need eye candy. Got a teen driver? You really need Eye Candy Auto Body. Make your car perfect again. Call Melody and schedule your free estimate today. 214-924-0959. Eye Candy Auto Body, 1908 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas. 214-924-0959.
Attention radio advertising sales professionals. I'm John David Wells, General Manager of 1160 AM KBDT. We're looking for account executives with a specific set of skills. Number one, you have to be infuriated with the corporate radio sales flim-flam game, especially the one that screws around with your earnings. Number two, you must yearn for a stable opportunity to place advertising on an amazing radio station while earning the highest commission rate ever on collected earnings in DFW radio. Number three, you must be willing to work harder than you ever have, make more money than you ever have, and have more fun in radio than you ever thought possible. Call me right now, 214-628-3111. I only have four seats available. Work as you see fit, hit your sales goals, represent the next number one AM radio station in Dallas-Fort Worth. 214-628-3111. No, I'm not kidding. Four seats only. 20% commission on collections. 214-628-3111. See you at our next sales meeting. If you own your own home, you're living the American dream. But what do you do when your appliances and home systems fail? When it's 90 degrees and your AC isn't working? Don't get caught without an Amazon home warranty. Call 800-413-AMAZON. Imagine having a warranty plan that takes away the anxiety of a sudden failure of your home's major systems, like your air conditioning, water heater, plumbing, and electrical system. Amazon Home Warranty is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau and 5-star rated on Google. Call 800-413-AMAZON. An Amazon Home Warranty gives you the ultimate peace of mind with plans starting as low as a dollar a day. Call 800-413-AMAZON or go to AmazonHomeProtect.com. Sign up today and save $100 off the top, plus get 2 months free. Use offer code USA. Call 800-413-AMAZON or visit AmazonHomeProtect.com. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Visit AmazonHomeProtect.com. Call 800-413-AMAZON. Promo code USA.
Hey, y'all, Darren Woodson here. Join me on April 13th at 1 p.m. at AT&T Stadium for the third annual Dallas Cowboys Military Combine presented by Caliber Collision. It's free and family-friendly. So head to calibercollision.com/militarycombine for more information.
I don't know, but I've been told
I jump higher than a pro.
I don't know, but I believe
I'll run the 40 in 4.3.
Cowboys
Combine,
April
13th at AT&T Stadium.
Hugo's seatbelt tight is going to get ugly now.
The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.
Truex on the bottom of the racetrack, trying to get it done.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave.
Yes, indeed, we are back. Thank you for tuning in to Alliance for the Brave. Again, I'm Ron Abrams, District Outreach Coordinator with the Texas Veterans Commission. We have coming into studio this morning Patrick Alcorn. He's the Director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center. He is en route as we speak. So in the meantime, I will share a little bit more information with you as far as up-and-coming events. Just to reiterate, if you guys missed the first half of the hour, we had Chad Hennings. He's a three-time Super Bowl champion, fighter pilot. We're talking 45 sorties with the United States Air Force. He's an author and entrepreneur. He will be at the Military Combine, which is co-sponsored by Caliber Collision, next weekend, April 13th. If you guys have nothing to do and you're looking for some excitement, you may want to check this event out. It's free to the public, and they're going to have some great things going on while you're there. This is family oriented. One thing I want to make sure that you understand is you're going to have a lot of organizations out there in support of you, especially if you're a veteran. A lot of sponsors. In fact, my military fraternity, Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated, we're going to be out there to help support. We're going to help, you know, with the table setups, help with ushering, and of course, help with the breakdown of two. Once the event is over, we're going to help do the cleanup. But while you're out there, you know, have fun. I mean, that's what it's all about. Caliber Collision, they're looking to hire upwards of 300 people for their company, Caliber Collision. And a big shout out to Matt Hildreth, who was on the first half of the hour as well. But they're looking to hire up to 300 veterans. So if you're looking for employment, you may want to give myself a call or send me an email. My phone number is 210-778-6345. If you just rather send me an email, that's fine too. That's Ronald.Abrams, that's A-B-R-A-M-S, at TVC, that's Tango Victor Charlie, .gov. Again, that's Ronald.Abrams at TVC, and I forgot to mention .Texas. You have to spell Texas out. .gov, all right? Ronald.Abrams at tvc.texas.gov. You can give me an email, and we can get you in contact with that particular company, Caliber Collision, if you're looking for employment. Speaking of which, if you are seeking employment and you are living in the state of Texas, not a problem either. If you are familiar with the Workforce Solutions Office, inside each office, you're going to find a veteran career advisor, and they work for the Department of Labor. That's who pays us, but we're co-located with the Workforce Solutions Office. If you state the fact that you are a veteran, you're moved to the front of the line. By that, I mean that veteran's representative is alerted that there is a veteran sitting in the lobby, and that veteran career advisor comes out to get you if you're actually there. Now, once you come in, it's best if you have your DD-214, if you have some type of resume that you've attempted to put together. You may think it's perfect, you may, but it's always good to have a couple pair of eyes take a look at your resume. Now, once you come in, first thing we're going to do is, of course, check the DD-214, make sure, of course, you are a veteran, things of that nature. But we're also going to look at it to see what type of skill training that you have. And we take that information to help build skill words or keywords, which are to be put into your profile. In other words, we're going to help you build your profile with the workintexas.com or on the workintexas.com website. That's what the unemployment office uses here in the state of Texas to help generate those job leads. So again, we're going to take all the information that you share with us, and we're going to convert that military jargon into civilian jargon. That's what we're going to do. Believe it or not, civilians don't understand a lot of our military acronyms, but that's not a problem. The veteran career advisor is going to take a look at your DD-214 and translate that information into civilian jargon. A prime example, you can't use, you know, a TOC. You know, you managed TOC operations, Tactical Operations Center. So you can just reword that and say that you were managing or you were supervising personnel in the, orderly room, which is another military word, right? But you could say manage office operations or manage section operations. You can change those words around. In other words, don't use military jargon. Also, we help you with entrepreneurship. We do have TVC Entrepreneur Program, and we have a free training for that. So we're going to teach you how to build your business plan and also how to come up with your capital to start your business. So all of these things we're going to teach you. And that's something that Patrick Alcorn is going to be going over once he arrives. And he's going to stay with me up until the 11 o'clock hour. So we're going to go through one more hour after this. We also have the Texas Veterans Commission Women Veterans Program. Now, it's a very unique program, unique to women veterans. I'm not going to say men aren't allowed to participate. We have a lot of great speakers that are able to come in and share information with the women veterans in that particular program. But shout out to Crystal Matthews. She's just been placed in that position as the manager. And here locally, we have Catherine Smith, who also moonlights, if I can use that word, with the Texas Veterans Commission as a veterans employment liaison. So Catherine Smith actually operates in this particular area here in North Texas District. And the one who heads the whole state is Crystal Matthews, who used to be, by the way, a district outreach coordinator such as myself. Other programs that we have is the Texas Veterans Commission's claims division. And in this particular division, we help you submit your claims if, in fact, you're looking to start a claim initially or you have a claim and your conditions have either gotten worse or you're now receiving medication for that particular ailment or condition. A lot of guys don't know this, or a lot of veterans don't know this, but if the condition gets worse or you're receiving medication for that particular condition, you can quite possibly get an increase in your service-connected disability. That's exactly what happened to me. When I transitioned from the military, I started out with 30%, and that was roughly, only $250 bucks a month or something like that was what it equated to. But that was way back in, 2005. since then, I was able to get my service-connected disability percentage rate increased to 50%, then 70%, and now I'm 100% service-connected disabled. And guess who helped me out? The company I'm working for now, Texas Veterans Commission. While living in San Antonio, Texas, I visited a Texas Veterans Commission's office and met a young man named Charles Benson, who is a veteran career advisor down there as well. And I remember him well because now he's in a leadership position within Texas Veterans Commission down in San Antonio right now. But I explained what my situation was. He helped me find employment. He also showed me how that I was able to get my education furthered. And more importantly, how I was able to get my service-connected disabilities increased based on the severity and based on the frequency and based on any medications that I was receiving for it as well. And I'm sharing this information because there's a lot of veterans out there who are just, you know, I'm not going to say flapping in the wind, but they're trying to get the information that they're looking for, but it's just hard to find. So bottom line, visit your veteran career advisor at your Workforce Solutions office. And we're located all around the state of Texas, all around. You can go to our website at tvc.texas.gov, and you have to spell Texas out. And once you get to that website, you can see or look for our staff roster. All you have to do is type that in the search bar, and you'll be able to find a Workforce Solutions office near you. And I want to welcome to the show now my next guest. He is the director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center. He used to be our business consultant with the Texas Veterans Commission here in North Texas District. Did a phenomenal job, so much so that I'm putting him on a pedestal here, but the guy is amazing with what he does when it comes to entrepreneurship. But he used to work for us. They saw what he can do over at the University of Texas at Arlington, Veterans Business Outreach Center, and they asked him to come aboard with them to become a director. And now he's been doing some great things with some great things coming up as well for veterans who are looking to start their entrepreneurship. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Patrick Alcorn. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well.
Awesome.
I'm doing well.
I'm excited to be here. I can hardly wait to get started.
Appreciate you coming.
Awesome.
We had some great guests earlier on the show. I don't know if you were to listen to that, but if you don't have anything going on next weekend, we have the Caliber Collision Military Combine.
Okay.
Over at AT&T Stadium. Family-oriented.
Yeah,
family-oriented.
Went to that event last year. It was an outstanding event, a very family-friendly event. They gave away a vehicle last year.
Yes.
To a veteran family or a veteran themselves that as part of their rollout and part of that particular combine.
Yes, sir. And I come to find out you played for West Point.
I did. Army
football.
Defensive back. Yeah, we're 2-2 versus Navy and two Commander-in-Chief trophies from the 82 to 86 time frame, three bowl games.
So incredible.
We had an incredible team during that time frame there. Now, I didn't get as much field time as I would have liked to, but I did help the boys on the field stay ready all the time. I redshirted for most of my time there and got a chance to play on the squad that would prepare the folks who would play in the major games across the board, but I enjoyed it. You know, it's a full team effort. We're all part of that whole process.
Yes, yes. We are actually going up to the next commercial break, so you are right on time.
Awesome.
Really appreciate you being here, Patrick. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Patrick Alcorn, Director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center at the University of Texas at Arlington. So, again, grab your pencils, your papers. If you have a computer, I like to do it that way, take my notes on computer. But grab those things so we can share this great information with you. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Mommy, Jimmy flushed his car down the toilet, and now it's running over.
Call Cody and Sons Plumbing for life's unforeseen events. For 50 years, Cody has met the plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs of businesses and homeowners across the Metroplex. Did you just turn on your furnace, and did it go... Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Better yet, call them today for a preseason checkup and cleaning to prevent those problems. Want to save money with a tankless water heater? Call Cody at 972-870-9444. From garbage disposal installation to full bath remodels, the experienced folks at Cody & Sons are your plumbing, heating, and air problem solvers. Ask the experts about their MVP programs and easy financing, too. Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Go online to CodyAndSons.com. That's CodyAndSons.com. Or call today at 972-870-9444. Keep this number for gas leaks and other emergencies. 972-870-9444. Cody and Sons Plumbing. Last year, did you resolve to lose 40 pounds? Did you do it? No? Don't tell me. You lose 5 pounds, then gain 5 pounds, then you lose 5 pounds again, and you gain it again time after time, right? What if this year could be different? Contact Sosa Weight Clinics. Here's how. Go to weightloss4texas.com. That's weightloss, the number 4, texas.com. You can lose 30 to 60 pounds in 2 months. And best of all, you can learn how to keep it off. The Sosa Clinics approach is completely different. If you're motivated, you can lose up to a pound a day. The Sosa approach is designed to improve your metabolism naturally with no stimulant diet pills. It's about eating properly. You don't starve. You eat real food, not prepackaged stuff. And if you can't exercise, that's okay too. Sosa's program does not require exercise for rapid results. And when you reach your goal, they work with you to help keep you successful in your weight loss. Check out Sosa's website for real success stories at weightlossfortexas.com. That's weightloss, the number 4, texas.com. Call today and make your resolution a reality with Sosa.
Attention all golfers and non-golfers. It is spring, and that means it is time to get your friends and family together for the 10th annual charity golf tournament hosted by the Allen Masonic Lodge and sponsored by Webtex. This year, the event is back at Topgolf in Allen on April the 13th from 9 a.m. to noon. Every player will get 3 hours of playing time, breakfast buffet, door prizes, and a goodie bag filled with awesome local discounts included in your registration. There will also be games for the kids to play and a great silent auction. The 10th annual Masonic Lodge golf event is open to the public, with all the proceeds being raised going to provide local college scholarships for graduating high school seniors and a portion supporting the Scottish Rite Hospital and Shriners Burn Hospital for Children. Come out and support a great cause. Secure you or your team's spot today by going to the Allen Masonic Lodge website, allenlodge1435.org. That's allenlodge1435.org. All proceeds provide local college scholarships and a portion supporting the Scottish Rite Hospital and Shriners Burn Hospital for Children. That's allenlodge1435.org.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for holding through the break. Hopefully you've grabbed those pencils and papers, or you like to take the notes on the computer. So you got your computer or laptop there. But as promised, in studio today, we have Mr. Patrick Alcorn, the director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center at the University of Texas at Arlington. Again, welcome to the show, Patrick.
Thank you. Let me clarify the Veterans Business Outreach Center. You know, it's interesting because people hear that word outreach, and they think that that's all we do. But we're actually a U.S. Small Business Administration resource partner. So the U.S. Small Business Administration is the federal appointed authority for all things small business. And we are their resource partner for veterans and the military-connected community, which includes military spouses. So what that means is just like the SBA, they're responsible for helping all small businesses get access to counseling, which is all the training and education associated with becoming a better business owner, access to capital, which is all the funding that you need to get started and to keep things up and running, and then access to contracting, which is the opportunity to do business with the federal government and any of its agencies. The SBA facilitates access to those three things for all small businesses. And at the Veterans Business Outreach Center, we do the same thing for veteran and military spouse businesses. So those businesses are part of the military community. We provide access to counseling, access to capital, and access to contracting. Mm-hmm. It's an enjoyable job. It's an enjoyable role that we like to play at the University of Texas at Arlington.
Yeah, we were talking during the break. You said you could do some pretty extensive traveling, too.
We do.
What your area do you cover here?
We actually cover Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, with reach into Louisiana and New Mexico as well because of our other resource partners. But we actually have, there are 22 Veterans Business Outreach Centers nationwide. We cover 200 military installations inside the continental U.S. and some installations outside of the continental U.S. And we're responsible for the delivery of the entrepreneur portion of the transition assistance program. So every service member on active duty now have an opportunity to go through the transition assistance program to learn about things that they can transition to as they're getting out of the military. And they can do that about 18 months prior to getting out of the military. But our training is not only for those in transition, but you may be a military spouse that's on an installation right now and have an ideal for a small business, whether it's a home business or some other business outside of the home across the board. And our job is to, one, we do a two-day course where we provide an introductory training to entrepreneurship. So we teach everybody what is an entrepreneur, how do you write a business plan, how do you do the market research, what resources are available for you to start a business, and so forth. And there are some very specific and unique resources just for the military connected community. I mean, one of our veteran clients, she's an Air Force veteran and a mom. And so she's a spouse and a veteran and a mom. She started a government contracting business, and we just sent her to a unique program called Veterans in Procurement. She had a chance to go to the Northeast, to the Washington, D.C. area, and visit with the procurement professionals from the government agencies that are all there. And so she's one-on-one, face-to-face with all these procurement professionals in order to grow her contracting business across the board. And that's just a unique training opportunity that's just for veterans and military spouses. And that was a full four-day boot camp. Everything was paid for across the board, all the training, the hotel, the meals, everything was fully paid for. And only veterans and military spouses have access to that particular training.
Outstanding. Luckily, Patrick is going to sit with us through our next hour, but that would end our first hour here on Alliance for the Brave. Share with everyone. Give them the website, AllianceForTheBrave.com, and that's the number four. Don't spell that out. Or if you are watching us on Facebook, just put in Alliance for the Brave, and you'll find us there as well. So sit tight and stay with us through our next hour. We'll be right back.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's better and much more effective than the previous wall.
President Trump inspected a portion of the new wall on Friday. He toured a two-mile section near Calexico, California. A plaque proudly decrees that this is the first section of President Trump's border wall. During a discussion with border officials, he was told border agents can't handle the recent flood of migrants coming through Mexico from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. In El Paso, Texas, some congresswomen visited a border detention facility. California Congresswoman Lauren Underwood.
It's heartbreaking. I have never experienced anything like we saw today on U.S. soil. And I will take back to Washington a commitment to ensuring that we do everything in our power so this never happens again.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There's a warning from the Consumer Product Safety Commission to stop using a Fisher-Price baby sleeper. Fisher-Price has also issued a warning about the rock-in-place sleeper, citing reports of 10 infant deaths since 2015. The commission says the infants who were 3 months or older rolled from their backs to their stomachs or on their side while unrestrained. A bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to halt the deportation of some 1,000 Iraqi nationals. In a letter to the Department of Homeland Security and ICE, the members of Congress say the Iraqis, who include religious and ethnic minorities, would face what they term grave danger in Iraq. The letter urges the administration to use its authority to defer deporting the group and instead consider each case for humanitarian waivers. According to the members, the group includes many Christians who face active persecution in Iraq. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A national organization says raising speed limits over the past 25 years have contributed to the deaths of 37,000 Americans. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The president of the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, David Harkey, says reasonable speed limits play a crucial role in reducing traffic fatalities. And maximum speed limits, he says, have been rising since the mid-1990s. Proponents of raising the speed limits often argue such increases simply bring the law in line with reality, since most drivers exceed the limit anyway. Once the limit is raised, though, drivers seem to go even faster. Later this month, the Institute, along with members of the Governor's Highway Safety Association, are planning a forum on the speed problem and ways to address it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The man accused of pretending to be a missing boy is in federal custody, and his brother says he's stumped over why it happened. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
DNA tests have confirmed a young man wandering the streets in Kentucky is not Timothy Pitson, an Illinois boy who disappeared at the time his mother committed suicide in 2011. Jonathan Reaney, brother of Brian Reaney, the person who falsely claimed to be Timothy Pitson, was left clueless by the entire situation.
Honestly, I do not know.
I do not know why he would do anything like this.
He says his brother has Asperger's syndrome and bipolar disorder, but should have the rational thinking of not doing something like this.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We are the U.S. of A.
And welcome back. Welcome back. I'm Ron Abrams, District Outreach Coordinator with the Texas Veterans Commission. And on today's show, we have Mr. Patrick Alcorn. He's the director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center at the University of Texas at Arlington. And he's here to share with us more things and more great things that they have coming up with the VBOC. I did pronounce that right?
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
And I'm here with you the first Saturday of every month on Alliance for the Brave for strategies on Saturday, which is our portion of the Alliance for the Brave program on the first Saturday of every month from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m., helping you to learn about all of the resources that are out there to enable you and empower you to start and or grow your military-connected business. I use military-connected because that includes all of our spouses, our veterans, our disabled veterans, our reserve component members, our active duty members, our National Guard members, and their spouses. Our programs are available for each and every one of them. Our resources are available for each and every one of them. And it's a great program sponsored by the U.S. Small Business Administration. And it's our role and our effort to help those individuals start and grow businesses.
Now, you've been doing this now for how many years?
Oh, wow. We started in 2014 is when I started, with the Texas Veterans Commission. I heard you mention that earlier. And Texas Veterans Commission, the state of Texas, is one of the few states that actually has programming and the legislation has gotten behind supporting the development of veteran-owned businesses. And so I worked in that program for a couple of years, and then, as you mentioned, had the opportunity to expand from the state of Texas to now include Arkansas and Oklahoma, doing relatively the same thing, and that's helping folks to understand what it takes to start a business and run a business.
Now, you also have we talked about the areas that you cover, and you said Louisiana, Oklahoma,
Arkansas, New Mexico. Our primary area is Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Our region, SBA Region 6, includes New Mexico and Louisiana. So that's why our reach extends there as well. But what's neat about it is our program has done such amazing things that we now have national exposure through our program. And that exposure is validated through our event that we have every November during National Veteran Small Business Week. We host the Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference, and folks can find out more about that on your website at Alliance for the Brave and or through our website at www.bbbc19er.com. That's Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference 19.com. And we do this every year. It's an amazing conference. We get about 300 small business owners. As small business owners and entrepreneurs, we bring in government agencies and prime contractors, large corporations, and we do a contractor matching event to help small businesses connect with government agencies and large corporations who do business with small businesses. And then we also do a franchise expo. So we bring in veteran-friendly franchise opportunities to come in and talk about their special initiatives that they have for veterans and military spouses. And in between the Franchise Expo and the procurement fair, we conduct ongoing training. And the entrepreneurs themselves get to decide what that training looks like. We run it in four different tracks. We run a basic training track for those who are brand new and just now out there kicking the tires, learning about entrepreneurship. And then we do an advanced individual training track. Those are for existing business owners who want to increase knowledge and increase their understanding as it relates to, say, human resources or sales or marketing or whatever it's going to take, cybersecurity or whatever it takes to move their business to the next level. Then we run a government contracting and corporate contracting deployment track. That's, again, where we have courses that are associated with connecting small businesses to organizations that will contract with them. And then last but not least, we have what's called our special operations track. That track is an a la carte track, so the entrepreneur can actually show up at our event, and they can design their own curriculum. They can pick a course from any one of the other tracks and decide what training they need in order to move their business from where it is to where they want to be. And we do this in November on purpose because the goal is for that entrepreneur to be able to find out about all of the boot camps and the pitch competitions and all the training that's going to happen in the following year, so in this case, 2020. You get to learn about all of the boot camps and pitch competitions and special trainings and conferences and other events that are going to happen in 2020. So when you leave our event in November of 2019, you can go back and you can put together your strategic calendar and your development calendar as to and work your budget on which courses you're going to attend.
Now I know what the pitch competition is all about, but for our audience, explain what goes on during that process.
Well, this pitch competition is neat because the way that it's designed, it'll actually start in the process sometime around August. It's about the time that it'll get started. But it starts with just an application. After the application, you get a chance to do a little short video to do your pitch on a video. That goes out to social media. Social media decides on which one of these businesses have the most likelihood for growth and development. Then it comes into an internal board. An internal board looks at that list and it narrows it down to the final four. And then the final four stand up on stage at Business Beyond the Battlefield conference and they deliver their pitch. We hadn't decided whether that's a two-minute pitch. It's usually a two-minute pitch, but we hadn't decided a time frame. But it's usually a two-minute pitch. You have 2 minutes to convince the audience that you deserve to win the money. And the winner walks away with money. We're right now planning. We're targeting a $25,000 pot for that particular pitch competition. Hopefully we'll get some additional sponsors that might be able to help us raise that pot. But you've got to be attending the event. Those final four will actually have an opportunity. Participation in the event will be paid for, but you got to get on board and be a part of that pitch competition.
And that money has increased over the years, let me say.
It has.
I've been following along.
Yeah, I think we started with 500 and then and then we did 1,500 and now we've just decided to, you know, go big or go home, right?
Exactly. I've seen the process. I remember when you did your first, I would like to call it information, but it was actually a seminar.
Yeah, symposium.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you had them upon graduation give their pitches. So I was able to see how that process works. So as long as you can control your nervousness, you can do pretty well. So I say go for it.
Well, but every business owner should be excited about their business, about their products and service. So there's no reason to be nervous when you got 2 minutes to tell me about your product or service.
Exactly.
Just get excited and do what you do.
Now, some folks, they want to go into entrepreneurship, but mm-hmm. they don't have the ideas. But why would franchiseship be such a good option for them?
Well, particularly for our community, veterans and military spouses, franchising is an excellent business model for them because franchising is like business in a box. And we as servicemen and women and military spouses are so used to standard operating procedures. You put a manual in my hand and the manual says this is how you achieve success. do step one, step two, step three. And that's what franchises are. They give you a document known as a franchise disclosure document, an FDD. And that document says, here's how you market. Here's when you open the doors. Here's when you close the door. Here's where you buy your products and all of the resources that you need to get this business up and running. Here's the best market for this business. I mean, it literally lays everything out for you. So if you know how to follow a recipe like baking a cake, franchising is a great business model, and that's what it is. It's a business model. And there are all types of franchises. Most folks, when they hear the word franchise, they think of the restaurants. They think of the McDonald's or the Subway or so forth. But there's coaching franchises. You could be a business coach. There's there's professional services such as accounting or CPAs. There's tax advisors. There's franchises for inspections, for home inspections. There's franchises for home health and taking care of the elderly. There's franchises for education and teaching our children, so forth. So there's franchises. There's a chess club franchise where you can teach kids and teach adults how to play chess.
That's amazing.
And there's all types of franchises that are out there. There's medical franchises. If you're a medical practitioner and you're in the military and you're getting ready to transition out and you want to start your medical practice or you want to start a dental office, don't start from scratch. There are franchises available that you can be a part of and have built-in processes and procedures for starting a medical practice. I mean, there are all types of franchises that are out there.
Now, you also mentioned during the break, I wrote this down, Veteran Buying America. Veteran Buy America.
Absolutely. One of my personal business partners, Andy Williams from Recon Realty Homes, has started an initiative, and we're all excited about it, called Veterans Buy America. We believe, and I'm in agreement with Andy and his wife Ashley, we believe that if you serve this country and you've worn the uniform and you've protected our freedoms and our way of life in America, you deserve to own America. So our initiative is designed to help veterans buy America and become landlords all across America. And so I actually piloted the project with Andy Williams, and we built a home over in North Texas, over by Dallas Love Field. It's a 1,600 square foot, 3-bedroom, 2.5 bathroom home. It's back on the market right now. But we actually went into this neighborhood. We go into neighborhoods where there's dilapidated property in an area that is prime for redevelopment. So there's a lot of builders over there that are rebuilding that area right now. They're gentrifying the area, and they're building $1 million homes and $800,000 homes, and we want to slow down that gentrification. So we build homes in the $400,000 to $600,000 range to keep the price, to keep it as low, and then we're going to look at some affordable housing as well. Mm-hmm. But it's a neat process. We bring veterans in, and we mentor them through the process. We teach them how to go down and file all the permits. We teach them how to find the trades and how to line the trades up. How to manage those trades across the board and how to do that whole construction process. The project we started was supposed to be a rehabilitation, but by the time we got started, we had to tear down the entire house all the way down to just a piece. The city requires us to leave up one wall in order to call it a rehab. Hmm. So we left one wall, finished the rest of the home, and then we tore down that one wall that we left up and replaced it
right
across the board. So it was a rehab by name, but in reality, it's brand new construction, mm-hmm. brand new foundation, brand new framing, brand new roofing, brand new HVAC, electrical, plumbing. Everything's brand new in this home. It's new construction.
It's beautiful. Patrick invited me during the construction phase. And I tell you, I didn't see the vision. I really didn't. The condition that place was in. But after going to his website, the VBOC, and taking a look at the finished product, I forgot how I even got to it. I was just going through your website at the VBOC UTA, and I was impressed with what you guys built over there.
Well, we got some coverage in a local real estate magazine, Haven Magazine, and I posted that on our VBOC website, yes. So that's likely how you got to it. But it's a great project, and our goal is to help 50 veterans purchase and own 50 properties over the next 5 years. So that's roughly 10 properties a year, and we want them to be landlords and own it all. Check us out at www.veteransbuyamerica.com. UTA.edu/VBOC.
And we'll be right back after this commercial break, and we'll share that contact information one more time as well. We'll be right back.
When Hurricane Harvey hit Texas, the Texas State Guard hit back. When Texans needed shelter, safety, and someone who cared, the Texas State Guard was there. What will you do when Texans need help? Why not answer the call with us? Check out the Texas State Guard. Prior military service is not required, but certainly welcomed. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Texas State Guard. Duty, honor, Texas. Join the Texas State Guard.
The Northwest Sun is the new online news source that covers all of Northwest Tarrant County. The Northwest Sun is the online source for local news, events, job postings, and stories that matter to you. The Northwest Sun, serving the people of Northwest Tarrant County. Log on to thenwsun.com or just click the link on your streaming player to visit the Northwest Sun website. If you live, work, or play in Northwest Tarrant County, you'll want to bookmark thenwsun.com to keep up with your community. The Northwest Sun, because news happens every day.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Attention radio advertising sales professionals. I'm John David Wells, General Manager of 1160 AM KBDT. We're looking for account executives with a specific set of skills. Number one, you have to be infuriated with the corporate radio sales flim-flam game, especially the one that screws around with your earnings. Number two, you must yearn for a stable opportunity to place advertising on an amazing radio station while earning the highest commission rate ever on collected earnings in DFW radio. Number three, you must be willing to work harder than you ever have, make more money than you ever have, and have more fun in radio than you ever thought possible. Call me right now, 214-628-3111. I only have 4 seats available. Work as you see fit, hit your sales goals, represent the next number one AM radio station in Dallas-Fort Worth. 214-628-3111. No, I'm not kidding. 4 seats only. 20% commission on collections. 214-628-3111. See you at our next sales meeting.
You know, living in Texas in the winter ain't so bad, unless you're a car, minivan, pickup, or SUV. Sometimes the battery decides to give up about this time of year, or whenever you need it most, you never know. And when your vehicle does start, some poor fool runs into it, or it hails and makes the sheet metal on your nice rig look like a miniature moonscape, or it gets vandalized, or something's going to happen to our vehicle, and we all know it. Lucky for us, there's Dallas Paint and Body. Dallas Paint and Body knows how to handle your insurance claim the right way. They have a 24-hour wrecker service on call 7 days and nights a week. Dallas Paint and Body is bonded and insured, and your vehicle is stored securely the whole time they have it. And they'll even arrange for a courtesy car while you're waiting for repairs. And when it comes to body work, ooh-wee, top-notch. Interiors, too, with special price breaks for veterans and seniors. They support the Dallas Fire Department Association at Dallas Paint and Body. And when you need them, call 214-948-0071. That's 214-948-0071. Dallas Paint and Body.
Meeting.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at alliancefortheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
And welcome back. Welcome back. We really appreciate you guys listening to the show today. More importantly, we'd like to give something back to you. And what better way to do that other than inviting you to a very important event coming up in November this year. And Texas Veterans Commission, I know I'm going to be participating in that, helping out wherever I can.
And your fraternity.
And my fraternity. Again, we're going to be out there to help with the setup, the breakdown, ushering. Even if we need to help serve some food, we'll do it. Yeah, Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated. We're going to definitely be out there to help out as well. But tell us about that event in November and, more importantly, the early bird specials we were talking about during the break.
Absolutely. And early bird registration is open at www.bbbc19.com. That's the Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference 19. And what's interesting about that is that's National Veteran Small Business Week. And so there are events that are happening all across the nation to honor veterans and military spouse entrepreneurs, to train them and educate them and to connect them to resources. But this event is a powerful event, and that's the reason why it received some national recognition and some national what's the best way to say it? Some national exposure, so to speak. And it's because of how we do it. We do a procurement matching event on the front end. We do a franchise expo on the back end. And then in between, we provide and connect you to all of the resources that are available out there so that you can plan your oncoming year. So what you can do to prepare for that event and what you should be doing right now is, one is, remember this, you never do anything or have anything unless you do it now. Do it now. Today is the first day of your rest of your life. Don't wait till tomorrow. Early bird registration is open. It's only $189 to register, but it also puts you in the drawing for a free VIP upgrade, which gives you 3 nights luxury hotel suite, all of the VIP bonuses, all of the VIP access. Our VIPs get a special tour this year. We're going to actually go in and tour AT&T Stadium where the Cowboys play, and that's just not a football stadium. That's actually a museum. Jerry Jones and his wife are great art collectors across the board, and so they've also made AT&T Stadium a museum. So our VIPs are going to get a chance to take that tour as well. And then they also have some special training set aside for our VIPs as well. So go on, register early bird for your chance to win, or just register as a VIP right up front across the board. The other thing that you can do is you can join our community. We have a Business Beyond the Battlefield community on Alice. Alice is an artificial intelligence platform that will take your business profile, whatever stage of business that you're in and however you define your business, and it'll match you with the resources that you need to get into the next phase. So you literally tell Alice, I'm in a startup phase and right now I'm looking for funding. And Alice will actually populate to your dashboard, curate to your dashboard, all the resources and information you need to access capital because you said that was your goal. If you need to build a board of directors and that's your goal, Alice will populate and curate to your dashboard all the information and training that you need in order for you to build a board. How do you contact the board? How do you find a board? How do you choose who's going to be on your board? And that's another thing. If you register now for Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference, you actually have the opportunity to decide what your training is going to look like. We haven't fully put that agenda together yet. We haven't completed that agenda. So right now is the best time to tell us what's missing in your knowledge base. What's missing? Where's the gap? And what do you need to understand in order for you to move your business from where it is to where you want it to be? Tell us now as you early for do an early bird registration. Tell us what you want and let us put that on the agenda. That's a great opportunity for you to have a tax deductible advisory board meeting or a board of directors meeting. Bring your entire board, bring your entire advisory committee, bring your entire team to Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference and use that as a tax deductible learning opportunity for your business.
Can't beat it. Can't beat it. Hey, listen, we're about to take another break. Don't go away. We're going to be right back in a few more minutes with Patrick Alcorn, Director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center at the University of Texas at Arlington. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's better and much more effective than the previous wall.
President Trump inspected a portion of the new wall on Friday. He toured a two-mile section near Calexico, California. A plaque proudly decrees that this is the first section of President Trump's border wall. During a discussion with border officials, he was told border agents can't handle the recent flood of migrants coming through Mexico from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. In El Paso, Texas, some congresswomen visited a border detention facility. California Congresswoman Lauren Underwood.
It's heartbreaking. I have never experienced anything like we saw today on U.S. soil. And I will take back to Washington a commitment to ensuring that we do everything in our power so this never happens again.
This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Mommy, Jimmy flushed his car down the toilet, and now it's running over.
Call Cody and Sons Plumbing for life's unforeseen events. For 50 years, Cody has met the plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs of businesses and homeowners across the Metroplex. Did you just turn on your furnace, and did it go... Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Better yet, call them today for a preseason checkup and cleaning to prevent those problems. Want to save money with a tankless water heater? Call Cody at 972-870-9444. From garbage disposal installation to full bath remodels, the experienced folks at Cody & Sons are your plumbing, heating, and air problem solvers. Ask the experts about their MVP programs and easy financing, too. Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Go online to CodyAndSons.com. That's CodyAndSons.com. Or call today at 972-870-9444. Keep this number for gas leaks and other emergencies. 972-870-9444. Cody and Sons Plumbing.
I don't know, but I've been told
I jump higher than a pro.
Boys,
come on.
April
13th.
Gonna be lots of family fun.
At AT&T Stadium.
Cowboys, cheerleaders, and rowdy.
And Jerry Woodson.
What?
Yeah, really.
All are welcome.
Free admission.
Who's the sponsor?
Caliber Collision.
Cowboys. Go to CaliberCollision.com/military combat for more info.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services. Gear Services Web Design. And Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave.
And we're back. Inside joke there. But we have in studio today Patrick Alcorn, director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center, University of Texas at Arlington. And we've been covering a lot of subjects today, but very important subjects. But I don't want this next event to get away from us, especially since a lot of people do a little procrastination.
Right.
Procrastinating. But if we can just give the dates for your November event.
Sure.
And the contact information, where they can find it.
Awesome. So that event is during National Veteran Small Business Week. That's November 6th through the 9th. We're going to be here in Arlington, Texas at the new Live by Lowe's Hotel in the Texas Live Entertainment District of Arlington, Texas. That's the new flagship hotel that's housed between AT&T Cowboy Stadium and the Globe Life Ballpark where the Texas Rangers play. But you don't want to miss it. You want to be there. Early bird registration is open now. It's only $189 for the full week of activities, 4 days of activities. You can find out more at www.bbbc19.com. That's Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference 19.com. Again, you don't want to miss it. I take advantage of this early bird registration before the price goes up on you, but more importantly, so that you can start choosing your training right now.
Exactly. And if you guys, again, want to check it out and see what's going to be offered, you can also find their vector or their website by visiting our website as well, mm-hmm. AllianceForTheBrave.com, all one word, but that's a number four. Don't spell that out. AllianceForTheBrave.com. And all of our sponsors that help out the show and those that want to share information with veterans, you can find their information right there on our site as well, to include the Texas Veterans Commission, wherein I am the district outreach coordinator here in North Texas. So, again, just visit our website there for easy access to find all of our sponsors here as well.
And so you think about it, what are the legal issues behind starting the business? Some of the questions that come up and some of the training that takes place at that event are examples of what are the legal questions that come up when starting a business and so forth, especially in this day of hemp oil and cybersecurity and things of that nature across the board. What are some of those issues, and how do you begin to start businesses and grow businesses to take advantage of some of the new technologies that are out there? How do you get into franchise, and how do you start a franchise? How do you find the right franchise for yourself? What resources are available for you to write a business plan? You're not a business plan writer. Who can help you write that business plan or do the market research to help you target and find the right customers? If you're already in business and you're looking to grow that business, how do you find your next customer and continue to do some different things? How do you streamline your processes to begin to save money within your current company and your current budget so that you can bring more to the bottom line? These are all topics and all questions that come up and get answered at our event. Who's the procurement professional at American Airlines, and how do I begin to provide my products to American Airlines? How can I clean their planes? Southwest Airlines, or how do I go into Verizon or AT&T and clean their buildings or mow the grass at Fort Hood, Texas? You know, that's a multi-million dollar contract to be able to have the contract to mow the grass at Fort Hood, Texas, or any of the other military installations. You know, when you and I were in, Ron, we cut the grass. We still looked at the first sergeant and said, hey, first sergeant, we need a detail. And the detail came together, and that's who cut the grass and kept the military installations looking all pristine.
And we didn't cut it out of punishment.
That's just a matter of our life, our daily life on a military installation. But now all that's contract work. So if you are a landscaper or into mowing yards out there, what would happen to your life if you had the contract to mow the lawn and take care of the landscape at JRB Naval Air Station here in Fort Worth, Texas? Mm-hmm. Well, what would happen if you got a contract to clean the federal building in downtown Dallas or any other place across the nation? And all those questions get answered. You get to meet those procurement professionals
at our event and begin to move into that contracting space.
And if they like the work that you've done, you can renew that contract. Absolutely. Most contracts are what, 5 years?
They're multi-years. Yeah. Usually they'll do multi-year contracts anywhere from 2 to 5 years on a contract across the board. And they're all very different. But the neat thing is to become a part of that process. How do you get certified? There's a different certification for doing business with government agencies versus doing business with corporations.
Right.
If I'm doing business with Novartis or I'm doing business with American Airlines or I'm doing business with some other major corporation, Hewlett-Packard or something like that.
Or your city or
county. Or the city or county. Those are different certifications, but we have the certifying authorities there in front of you in November where you can go through and learn about that certification process across the board. So the National Association for Veteran-Owned Businesses, which certifies folks for corporation, doing business with corporations. The National Veteran Small Business Coalition, which hosts a conference every year in May. I'll be there in San Antonio for the Vets 19 conference. They started in 2010. They're 9 years in now, and it's a huge procurement event. You can't grow your business if you're not at these events meeting these procurement professionals and getting your next contract along the way. So you don't want to miss out. Be there. www.bbbc19.com. Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference. In the meantime, join our community. Come to uta.edu/VBOC. Learn how to join our Business Beyond the Battlefield community. Start building your board of advisors, your board of directors. Start networking with other veteran and military spouse entrepreneurs and asking the how-to questions, the best practice questions, and the where-to questions and across the board, and do that within the community of those folks who are already doing it.
That's right. Now, it's been a while since I checked up on your collaboration with Texas Veterans Commission Entrepreneur Program. Here lately, been concentrating heavily on the Women Veterans Program and the claims. But how is the relationship coming?
Well, we still have a strong relationship with all of our resource partners, including Texas Veterans Commission. So Christina is in charge over there at the Texas Veterans Commission Veteran Entrepreneur Program right now. And we're looking for you guys to join us again in November. The Governor's Small Business Forum is taking place all across the state of Texas. That's a full-day form of workshops and seminars that are happening coming out of the governor's office. We expect the governor's office to be a part of our event in November. But again, our event is a national event. So not only will the state of Texas be involved, we expect Oklahoma and Arkansas and everybody from Region 6 to be involved and some folks from across the nation. We expect to see Stephanie Brown from the Rosie Network. What an amazing network she's put together, which is a military spouse veteran entrepreneur network for women who are focused on entrepreneurship. But the Rosie Network, they're opening up a new Rosie Network location in San Antonio, Texas, coming up here in May. But they're all across the nation doing some great things to help folks get started. The editor-in-chief of Military Spouse Magazine, Janine Boldrin, is going to be on board to empower us and talk about military spouses. General Anthony Cucullo, who's the vice chair for the University of Texas system across the board and a leadership expert, is going to be one of our keynote speakers. So we've got a great lineup for you at the Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference.
Now, I just had a trivia question.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned hotel VIP stay during the symposium in November, but is that going to be at the Texas Live after it's newly built, or
it's Texas Live? The Live by Logos Hotel will actually open this summer in August, so forth, and so it'll be open for our event in November.
Okay,
so everything for our event is happening in that Texas Live Community Entertainment District of Arlington. The event is actually happening inside the hotel. We've got discounted hotel price. The hotel stay typically at a Live by Lowe's flagship hotel is about $319 a night. We've got the price all the way down to $189, and I think we even have some rooms at $169 across the board. Mm-hmm. And that's the other reason why you want to get in on that early bird registration. And these are nice rooms, ceiling to floor
windows. They overlook the AT&T Cowboys Stadium, yes, and or the new Globe Life Stadium. They're right there connected to the Texas Live community and all of those amazing restaurants, which reminds me, the fourth Friday of every month, PBR Texas, which is Professional Bull Riding Restaurant, inside of Texas Live, hosts military and first responders night. It's called Freedom Fridays. It's the fourth Friday of every month. And we're going to be there this fourth Friday. That's April 26th, 6:30 p.m. We'll be at the PBR Texas inside of Texas Live community to honor veterans, military spouses, and first responders. We're going to provide the appetizers for the first 50 folks to show up and join us at 6:30 there at PBR Texas inside the Texas Live Arlington Entertainment District.
You say they even have bull riding over there.
Yeah, they've got two mechanical bulls. It's my understanding that that PBR Texas is the largest PBR in the U.S. Across the board, with two mechanical bull riding sites inside of that particular PBR.
There we go. I was just typing this in. For those of you who don't know, we usually try to keep the comments going in our comments section as we are on the program as well. So forgive me if I drifted in that direction. But if you guys just follow the comments, a lot of the things that we mentioned here, you'll see them reiterated in the comments. So if there's something you missed, just go through the scroll, scroll through the comments, and you'll be able to find them there.
And that's our Facebook Live comments, right?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And shout out to Jim Blythe and his wife, Diane. Currently, they're down in Austin, Texas. And shout out to Robin Valletudo as well, our program manager here. She's off today. But we are here on a rainy day. Actually started out fairly clear this morning, but then the rain came out of nowhere. But that's all right. We're Army, so we're used to these things.
That's right.
We always carry on. You know, we don't throw the raincoat on or nothing like that. We just go do what we have to do, right?
Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. So this is exciting. You know, I really like being a part of this program with you, Ron. You and I have been doing this, what, 3, going on 4 years
That's
now,
right,
or something like that?
Yes.
And I appreciate the opportunity to share some words that can empower our entrepreneur community out there. Now, you guys at TVC do some amazing things with your claims division. It helps folks to process claims and bring dollars not only into the state of Texas, but more importantly, into the hands of those veterans themselves who deserve it so much. You guys have an amazing women's program over there that connect women to all of the necessary resources for the unique issues and concern that women have. You have your employment office, which is employment representative in every one of the Texas Workforce Commission offices across the state of Texas. There's a veteran representative in there whose job it is to connect employers to you, the veteran, and connect you, the veteran, to employers with veteran-friendly hiring practices across the board. And then you also have your healthcare advocates, one that I've used, as a matter of fact. Anytime you're in a Veterans Administration or a VA hospital and you're having some concerns or some challenges with your services, TVC is on board. They're right there in the Veterans Hospital, and you can go see your TVC healthcare advocate, and that advocate can help streamline your path through the Veterans Administration. I just had a visit at the Veterans Administration for my physical here just a couple weeks ago, and all things are good.
Outstanding.
All the plumbing's all clear, and,
all right,
and everything's straight across the board, so it's neat. But it's really, what I got to give the VA in North Texas a shout out. My appointment was for at 8:30 in the morning. I got there at 8:30 in the morning. Well, actually, I got there earlier because I had to do labs. But at 8:30, the doctor called me in for my appointment.
Wow.
And by 9:10, I was walking out the door. And I was like, this is just great. And that always happens for me. I don't know what's going on with the rest of y'all. But I'm able to get in and out. And it's because I rely on my healthcare advocate from TVC to make sure that they get me in and out of there.
Very good. Outstanding. Well, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back. But again, grab those pencils and papers. Again, we're going to try and give you the contact information one more time. If not, check our comments. We'll be right back.
Estes's Angels Animal Rescue and Sanctuary in Nevada, Texas needs your help. Hundreds of animals in North Texas are homeless and facing hard winters and too hot summers every single year. Estes's Angels rescues those in need, providing spays and neuters, all vaccinations and microchipping, as well as treating heartworms and other medical needs prior to adoption. They offer a foster to adopt program for those needing extra care so that families can bond with their new pets sooner. Rehoming fees are only $250 to $350 to help cover these costs. If the animals are not adoptable, they live out their lives with this amazing group, Estes's Angels, Rescues for Life. They're a volunteer-only and donation-based organization that relies on the generosity of others to keep this rescue going. Donations of cash, supplies, or services are tax-deductible and very much appreciated. Volunteer to help save more lives. Foster, donate, adopt. Visit astasiasangels.org for all the details. astasiasangels.org.
If you own your own home, you're living the American dream. But what do you do when your appliances and home systems fail? When it's 90 degrees and your AC isn't working? Don't get caught without an Amazon home warranty. Call 800-413-AMAZON. Imagine having a warranty plan that takes away the anxiety of a sudden failure of your home's major systems, like your air conditioning, water heater, plumbing, and electrical system. Amazon home warranty is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau and 5-star rated on Google. Call 800-413-AMAZON. An Amazon home warranty gives you the ultimate peace of mind with plans starting as low as $1 a day. Call 800-413-AMAZON or go to AmazonHomeProtect.com. Sign up today and save $100 off the top, plus get 2 months free. Use offer code USA. Call 800-413-AMAZON or visit AmazonHomeProtect.com. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Visit AmazonHomeProtect.com. Call 800-413-AMAZON. Promo code USA.
When Hurricane Harvey hit Texas, the Texas State Guard hit back. When Texans needed shelter, safety, and someone who cared, the Texas State Guard was there. What will you do when Texans need help? Why not answer the call with us? Check out the Texas State Guard. Prior military service is not required, but certainly welcomed. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Texas State Guard. Duty, honor, Texas. Join the Texas State Guard.
Dan Zinger and Delano Attorneys, Houston. Attention, have you been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma? Did you spend your life working hard in a shipyard or in the railroad industry? Were you a pipe fitter in the oil or gas industry? Maybe you worked in construction or are a proud Navy veteran. If you worked in any of these industries, there's a likelihood you worked with and around toxic levels of asbestos. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-814-5199. Our attorneys have been fighting for over 20 years to make sure that mesothelioma and lung cancer victims get the compensation they're entitled to. Our guarantee to you is that we only get paid if you get paid. So if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call now, 800-814-5199. That's 800-814-5199.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Inuit Salad will never forget it. Leaders eat last. You take care of your people first, and then you take care of yourself. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services. Gear Services Web Design,
and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Outstanding, outstanding. Very, very good conversation with my good friend, Patrick Alcorn. As he stated before, we've been doing this for a little over 3 years, going on four, as far as him coming on the show and sharing this type of information for those that are interested in starting their own business or entrepreneurship. He's the director of the Veterans Business Outreach Center at the University of Texas at Arlington. And I don't mind stating this, he used to be our business consultant with the Texas Veterans Commission for about a year and a half, 2 years.
Exactly.
But even during that time, he created some very innovative things that people hadn't even seen before. And one of those was the symposiums and what he did during those symposiums. One of the things that really impressed me was the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch competition. There we go. But remind us again of your great event coming up and that pitch competition and also contact information before we close out for the show.
Awesome. So November 6th through the 9th, the Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference, a national conference where we bring together veterans and military spouse, entrepreneurs, and small business owners from across the nation. We bring in all of the resource partners, government agencies, and large corporations that want to do business with small businesses, all of your boot camps and your pitch competition organizations, and everybody who has a vested interest in seeing you, the veteran or military spouse, grow your business. You can find out more at www.bbbc19er.com. That's Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference 19.com. Early bird registration is open. Don't miss your opportunity to win a free VIP upgrade where you get three free nights in a luxury hotel accommodations at the all-new flagship Live by Lowe's Hotel there in Arlington, Texas, in the Texas Live Entertainment District. In the meantime, join us at our Business Beyond the Battlefield community on Alice. Connect to all of those resources virtually and live, face-to-face. Build your board of directors, your advisory board. Start networking with other folks who've been there and done that. And join us in November.
And if you missed the contact information, you can always go to our website, of course, at AllianceForTheBrave.com. That's the number four. Don't spell that out. I don't know why I keep saying that, but it works. AllianceForTheBrave.com, the number four, don't spell. Again, I'm Ron Abrams, District Outreach Coordinator of the Texas Veterans Commission. It's been a great day. Went very quickly, as these 2 hours usually do. But join us next week. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Caliber Collision Military Combine. All right, so we'll hear from you guys next week. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Just like